Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of 5-minute inner child healing. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is pure gold. We're diving deep into how to connect with your heart for healing. Ever feel like your head is always on overdrive, making decisions based on logic or fear? Yeah, that's a classic sign of being disconnected from our hearts, the true source of wisdom and unconditional love. But trust me, my friend, reconnecting with your heart isn't some mystical, out-of-reach dream. It's a daily practice, and today I'm giving you the tools to make it happen. Now, let's get real for a second. Our hearts hold so much pain, joy, fear, excitement, all the messy, beautiful emotions that make us human. But sometimes, life throws curveballs, we get hurt, or maybe we just spill walls around ourselves. This can lead to emotional numbness, difficulty expressing ourselves authentically, and even feeling lost in our own lives. So how do we bridge that gap? How do we tap into the wellspring of healing within our hearts? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, practice self-compassion. It's not about being perfect or ignoring your flaws, it's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding. Think of it like this: you wouldn't berate a dear friend for their mistakes, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Start by acknowledging your emotions without judgment. Say things like, "I feel hurt," or "This is challenging," instead of beating yourself up. Remember, healing starts with self-love. Number 2, cultivate mindfulness. Ever notice how easily our minds wander? It's constantly buzzing with thoughts, anxieties, and to-do lists. To reconnect with your heart, you need to bring awareness to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, the warmth of the sun, the sound of birds chirping, even the taste in your mouth. This helps quiet the mental chatter and create space for your heart to speak. Third, engage in activities that nourish your soul. What brings you joy? It could be anything from dancing like nobody's watching, painting, spending time in nature, reading a good book, or simply taking a hot bath with candles and soothing music. These activities help you tap into your creativity, express yourself authentically, and feel more connected to your inner self. Number 4, listen to your intuition. That little voice inside you whispering guidance. Don't ignore it. Intuition is often our heart speaking to us, guiding us towards what's truly right for us. It might feel subtle at first, a hunch, a feeling, or even a dream. Learn to trust those nudges and see where they lead you. And finally, surround yourself with love and support. We are social creatures, and our hearts thrive in connection. Spend time with people who uplift you, make you laugh, and offer unconditional love and acceptance. Share your feelings, listen to others, and build strong, authentic relationships. Let me tell you a story that really illustrates this whole heart connection thing. Remember that friend who always seems so effortlessly confident? Turns out they've been through their share of ups and downs too. But instead of letting those experiences harden them, they chose to nurture their hearts. They practice self-compassion when things get tough, meditate regularly to stay grounded, and surround themselves with supportive friends who make them feel loved and accepted. Their heart is open, their intuition is strong, and that's what radiates outward, creating that aura of confidence and joy. So, my beautiful listeners, remember, your heart is a powerful source of healing, guidance, and love. It's time to reconnect with it, listen to its wisdom, and let it guide you on your journey. Let's recap those key takeaways. Practice self-compassion, cultivate mindfulness, nourish your soul with activities you love, trust your intuition, and surround yourself with love. Now, here's my challenge for you. Take one of these steps today. Even a small action like taking 5 deep breaths or writing down something you're grateful for can make a difference. And don't forget to share your experiences in the comments below. Let's inspire each other on this journey of heart-centered healing. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.